ever feel like your writing could use a little bit of a boost?
Right.
You know, like you're stuck with just a basic spell checker, when what you really need is a writing partner.
Yeah.
Well, that's where Language Tool comes in.
Right.
Today, we are going to dive into this AI-powered writing assistant.
Okay.
That claims to be much more than just your average grammar checker.
Uh-huh.
And by the way.
Yeah.
A quick shout out to SafeServer.
Okay.
You know, they're the folks that can help your business manage all things digital.
Yeah.
Including hosting software solutions like the one we are talking about today.
Right.
Check them out at www.safeserver.de.
That's right. Think of Language Tool as like that super helpful colleague who can catch those pesky typos
yeah.
and suggest improvements that just make your writing really shine.
Yeah.
And not just in English.
Right.
It works in over 30 languages.
So we've got marketing materials for Language Tool, and we've even got a peek at the source code on GitHub.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that really caught my eye
yeah.
is that it's available for free.
That's one of the things that makes Language Tool so accessible.
Yeah.
And don't let that free tag fool you.
Right.
It uses AI to analyze your text.
Okay.
Which means it can catch errors that your average spell checker
yeah.
wouldn't even notice.
So it's more than just catching typos.
Absolutely.
Give me an example.
Think about commas.
Okay.
They can be tricky.
Yeah, they can be.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Language Tool is great at figuring out when a comma is absolutely necessary.
Right.
And when it's optional.
Oh, I know that struggle all too well.
Yeah.
Now, I also noticed something called picky mode.
Yeah.
In the editor description. Mm-hmm. Does that mean it's like super strict and judgmental about my writing?
Not exactly. Think of picky mode as like that extra level of polish.
Okay.
It gives you even more detailed suggestions, yeah. not just for commas, but mm-hmm. for your overall writing style
yeah.
and even typography.
Wow.
It's for those times when you just really want to make sure that your writing is absolutely top notch.
I see. So it's like having different levels of feedback.
Right.
Depending on what you need.
Exactly.
I'm also really loving the sound of this distraction-free writing experience.
Yeah.
And I saw that it even has a personal dictionary and keeps track of your writing stats.
Exactly. They've really thought about making it a seamless experience.
Yeah.
And speaking of seamless,
okay.
it integrates with platforms you're probably already using,
uh-huh.
like Google Docs and Microsoft Word.
Okay.
Plus there are browser extensions.
Right.
Desktop apps,
mm-hmm.
even mobile apps.
Wow. So no matter where you're writing.
Yeah.
Language Tool can be there with you.
Exactly.
This is starting to sound like a writer's dream tool.
It really is.
But it can do more than just fix grammar.
Right. Oh, way more.
Okay.
It covers all the basics
mm-hmm.
from spelling to grammar,
right.
punctuation, even those pesky capitalization errors.
Uh-huh.
But here's what's really cool.
Okay.
It helps you improve your writing style.
Oh, wow.
So things like overused phrases, redundant words,
right.
or even using words that don't quite fit the tone.
Yeah.
Language Tool can help you with all of that.
Hold on.
Yeah.
It can help me find the perfect word.
It can.
Now that's impressive.
And it even has a paraphrasing tool powered by AI.
Okay.
That can help you reword sentences for different situations.
So like, yeah.
Need to make something sound more formal or more casual.
Right.
Language Tool can help you do that instantly.
Okay, that is super helpful.
Yeah.
It sounds like it could be a game changer.
It really can be.
Especially for someone like me who sometimes struggles to find the right words.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that it supports so many languages is fantastic.
Yay.
I remember seeing a whole list.
Yeah.
English,
mm-hmm.
German, yeah. Portuguese,
yeah.
Spanish, French.
Yeah.
The list went on and on.
Which brings us to another really interesting aspect of Language Tool.
Okay.
Did you know it's open source?
Now, for those of us who aren't tech experts,
yeah.
what does open source actually mean?
It means the code behind Language Tool is publicly available.
Okay.
So anyone,
okay.
not just the company that created it,
huh?
can look at it,
right.
suggest changes,
okay.
or even build their own versions.
I see.
It's all about transparency and community collaboration.
Yeah.
Which is pretty rare in the software world.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So it's like a group effort to build the best writing tool possible.
Exactly.
I'm definitely sensing a focus on community and accessibility here.
Uh-huh.
But let's get down to brass tacks.
Okay.
What about the free version versus the paid version?
Right. So you can get started with the free version.
Okay.
Which provides corrections for the basics mm-hmm. like spelling,
mm-hmm.
simple punctuation,
right.
and some style suggestions.
Okay.
To unlock the full potential of Language Tool with all the bells and whistles, there's mm-hmm. a premium version.
So the free version gives you a good taste of what Language Tool can do. But to get the full experience, you might want to consider going premium.
Exactly.
Did the sources mention any specifics about what's limited in the free version?
They didn't go into detail, unfortunately. Yeah. It seems like you get a solid set of features for free. But to see exactly where those limitations lie and whether those premium features would be worth it for you,
right,
that's something you'd have to explore further.
Okay, so it's like they're giving you the keys to a really cool car, but putting a little governor on the engine,
right,
you can still drive it.
Yeah.
And get a feel for what it can do.
Uh-huh.
But to really experience its full power, you need to unlock those premium features.
I like that analogy.
And it makes you wonder.
Yeah.
What are those premium features that really take your riding to the next level?
Mm-hmm.
Are they worth the upgrade?
Exactly.
Exactly. It's like they're hinting at this incredible potential.
Yeah.
But leaving us with a bit of a mystery.
Right.
You know, I'm all about value for money. So I would definitely want to see what those premium features offer before making a decision.
Absolutely.
I think a key takeaway for our listeners is this.
Okay.
The free version of Language Tool.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fantastic starting point.
Right.
Especially if you are just looking for basic grammar and spelling help.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah,
if you are really serious about improving your writing and harnessing the power of AI,
right,
then exploring the premium version might be worth it.
It's like having access to a personal writing coach.
Right.
Yeah.
You can get some great tips and guidance with the free version. But if you want that truly personalized training plan,
right,
you might need to invest a little.
I love that comparison.
It highlights the idea that Language Tool is all about continuous improvement.
Uh-huh.
You can start with the basics,
right,
and gradually level up as your writing skills develop.
That's a great point.
It's not just about fixing mistakes.
Yeah.
It's about becoming a better writer overall.
Yeah.
And that's something anyone can benefit from. Whether you're a student, a professional,
right,
or just someone who wants to express themselves more effectively.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And speaking of accessibility.
Yeah.
We talk about how Language Tool works with so many platforms,
mm-hmm,
browser extensions, desktop, and mobile apps.
Right.
You can basically integrate it into your workflow no matter what you're using.
Exactly.
It's like they've removed all the barriers, right?
Yeah.
You can literally start using Language Tool right now,
mm-hmm,
for free on any device.
Right.
That's pretty amazing when you think about it.
It really is.
And I think that accessibility is a huge part of why Language Tool is so appealing.
Definitely.
It's not just for professional writers or academics.
Mm-hmm.
It's something anyone can use and benefit from.
Right.
And let's not forget the open source aspect we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
That really sets Language Tool apart from other writing assistants.
Exactly.
It's like they're inviting everyone to be a part of this journey.
Right.
Right? To create an incredible writing tool.
Exactly. That community-driven approach is something that really resonates with me.
Yeah.
It shows that Language Tool is more than just a product.
Mm-hmm.
It's a movement to empower people through better writing.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
So to recap for our listeners,
okay,
Language Tool is this powerful AI-driven writing assistant,
mm-hmm,
that can help you write with more clarity,
right,
confidence, and style.
Yeah.
It's got all the features you'd expect.
Mm-hmm.
From basic grammar and spell checking,
uh-huh,
to those really advanced features like style suggestions and paraphrasing.
That's a great summary. And I think it's important to remember that Language Tool isn't just about catching errors.
Right.
It's about helping you become a more confident and effective writer.
Yeah.
The premium version might offer a deeper dive into style and nuance.
Okay.
But even the free version is a valuable tool for anyone who wants to improve their writing.
Absolutely. It's like having a writing coach right there in your pocket.
Right.
Ready to offer helpful advice whenever you need it.
And that's something we all could use from time to time.
Right.
Whether it's in our personal lives or our professional lives.
Uh-huh.
Being able to communicate clearly and effectively is so important.
Yeah.
And Language Tool gives you the power to do just that.
Well said.
Thanks.
So if you're ready to take your writing to the next level,
uh-huh,
give Language Tool a try.
Yeah.
You might be surprised at what a difference it can make.
I definitely agree.
It's a tool that every writer,
mm-hmm,
regardless of their skill level,
yeah,
can benefit from.
Absolutely.
And a big thank you to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive.
Yes.
If you are a business looking to navigate the digital world with confidence,
mm-hmm,
they are the folks to talk to.
Uh-huh.
Head over to www.safeserver.com. D-E-E.
Okay.
To learn more about their hosting solutions.
Right.
And how they can help you with your digital transformation.
That's a perfect reminder that having the right tools can make a huge difference. Whether you're writing an important email.
Right.
or managing your entire digital presence.
So true.
Yeah.
And speaking of the right tools,
okay,
our exploration of language tool has left me with a final thought for our listeners.
Okay, let's hear it.
We talked about the free version being a great starting point, and the premium version unlocking even more features.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Oh.
We never actually uncovered exactly what the limitations of that free version are.
That's an excellent point.
Right.
Wow.
So for our listeners,
okay,
here's a little challenge for you.
Okay.
Dive into language tool.
Mm-hmm.
Try out that free version and see what you discover.
Okay.
Where does it shine?
Yeah.
What are its limitations?
Uh-huh.
Would those premium features be a worthwhile investment for your writing journey?
It's like a bonus quest after our deep dive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And let us know what you find.
Okay.
We're always eager to hear from our fellow word enthusiasts. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into language tool.
It was fun.
Until next time, happy writing.
Bye.
Okay, so it's like they're giving you the keys to a really cool car, but putting a little governor on the engine.
Right.
You can still drive it.
Yeah.
And get a feel for what it can do.
Uh-huh.
But to really experience its full power, you need to unlock those premium features.
I like that analogy.
And it makes you wonder,
yeah,
what are those premium features that really take your writing to the next level?
Mm-hmm.
Are they worth the upgrade?
Exactly.
Exactly. It's like they're hinting at this incredible potential.
Yeah.
But leaving us with a bit of a mystery.
Right.
You know, I'm all about value for money.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely want to see what those premium features offer before making a decision.
Absolutely.
I think a key takeaway for our listeners is this.
Okay.
The free version of Language Tool?
Yeah.
Sounds like a fantastic starting point.
Right.
Especially if you are just looking for basic grammar and spelling help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you are really serious about improving your writing and harnessing the power of AI,
right,
then exploring the premium version might be worth it.
It's like having access to a personal writing coach.
Right.
Yeah.
You can get some great tips and guidance with the free version.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want that truly personalized training plan,
right,
you might need to invest a little.
I love that comparison.
And it highlights the idea,
yeah,
that language tool is all about continuous improvement.
Uh-huh.
You can start with the basics,
right,
and gradually level up as your writing skills develop.
That's a great point.
It's not just about fixing mistakes.
Yeah.
It's about becoming a better writer overall.
Exactly.
And that's something anyone can benefit from, whether you're a student, a professional, or just someone who wants to express themselves more effectively.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And speaking of accessibility,
yeah,
we talked about how Language Tool works with so many platforms. Browser extensions, desktop, and mobile apps.
Right.
You can basically integrate it into your workflow no matter what you're using.
Exactly.
It's like they've removed all the barriers, right?
Yeah.
You can literally start using Language Tool right now for free on any device.
Right.
That's pretty amazing when you think about it.
It really is.
And I think that accessibility is a huge part of why Language Tool is so appealing.
Definitely.
It's not just for professional writers or academics.
Mm-hmm.
It's something anyone can use and benefit from.
Right.
And let's not forget the open source aspect we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
That really sets Language Tool apart from other writing assistants.
Exactly.
It's like they're inviting everyone to be a part of this journey.
Right.
To create an incredible writing tool.
Exactly. That community-driven approach is something that really resonates with me.
Yeah.
It shows that Language Tool is more than just a product.
Yeah. Oh.
It's a movement to empower people through better writing.
I love that idea. So to recap for our listeners, Language Tool is this powerful AI-driven writing assistant that can help you write with more clarity,
right,
confidence, and style.
Yeah.
It's got all the features you'd expect, from basic grammar and spell checking to those really advanced features like style suggestions and paraphrasing.
Right.
And I think it's important to remember that Language Tool isn't just about catching those errors.
Right.
It's about helping you to become a more confident and effective writer.
Yeah.
The premium version might offer, you know, a deeper dive into style and nuance. But even that free version is a valuable tool for anyone who wants to improve their writing.
Absolutely. It's like having a writing coach.
Yeah.
Right there in your pocket.
Right there with you.
Ready to offer helpful advice whenever you need it.
Yeah.
And that's something we all could use from time to time, whether it's in our personal lives or our professional lives.
Right.
Being able to communicate clearly and effectively is so important. And Language Tool just gives you the power to do that.
Well said. So if you're ready to take your writing to the next level,
Yeah.
Give language tool a try.
Okay.
You might be surprised at what a difference it can make.
I definitely agree.
It's a tool that every writer, regardless of their skill level, can benefit from.
Absolutely.
And a big thank you to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive.
Yes.
If you are a business looking to navigate the digital world with confidence,
right,
they are the folks to talk to.
Yeah.
Head over to www.safeserver.de to learn more about their hosting solutions and how they can help you with your digital transformation.
That's a perfect reminder that having the right tools can make a huge difference.
Yeah.
Whether you're writing an important email.
Right.
Or managing your entire digital presence.
So true. And speaking of the right tools,
okay,
our exploration of language tool has left me with a final thought for our listeners.
Okay.
We talked about the free version being a great starting point and the premium version unlocking even more features.
Right.
But here's the thing. We never actually uncovered exactly what the limitations of that free version are.
That's an excellent point.
Right.
Yeah.
So for our listeners, here's a little challenge for you. Dive into language tool.
Okay.
Try out that free version and see what you discover.
Right.
Where does it shine? What are its limitations?
Yeah.
Would those premium features be a worthwhile investment for your writing journey?
It's like a bonus quest after our deep dive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And let us know what you find.
Yeah.
We are always eager to hear from our fellow word enthusiasts.
Wonderful.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into language tool.
It's been fun.
Until next time.
Yeah.
Happy writing.